This is now the last part of the second chapter, and we are on stanza number 60, which is very important. The stanza is translated like this in the Padmakara translation: of life's experience, all seasons past, what's left to me, what now remains? By clinging to what now is here no more, my teacher's precepts I have disobeyed. Now this is translated by another translator, which is actually on the internet under the Bodhicitta Avatara commentary. Is there anything that remains with me from what I experienced before, which has not already vanished? Nevertheless, I am clearly attached to these pleasures and have disregarded my guru's advice. This is more clear in meaning. What is saying is that we do negative deeds because there's something, you know, enchanting, something that's, what can you say, that we are attached to, something that we think is nice or pleasurable, or, you know, something that satisfies our emotion or excites something. But when we look back, all the things that we have done, you know, everything that we have experienced, is there any experience that's left and not passed away, not vanished? Whatever I have experienced, next moment it's gone, it's vanished, it doesn't come back. However I'm attached to that experience, to that pleasure, to that excitement, to that whatever emotion, next moment it's gone, it never comes back. But the effect of that action, if it is a negative action, I have created that, and it is harmful to others, its effect remains on me also, and I continually, you know, create problems for myself because of that action, instant action. So therefore, why should I be attached to an experience which passes and, you know, diminishes in one moment, just after I experience it? And it's kind of a consequence that I have to carry all the time. So this is a very important thing. When you look at any experience, at anything you have to do, any emotions, it's kind of instigates us to act. I have to see whether this is going to give me, what consequences will that action has, will that emotion has. If it has a negative consequence, then I should not do it, even if it's very nice or very, you know, satisfying at this one moment, because that satisfaction, that moment, passes and never comes back. But the consequence remains. So this is something that is very deep and very important. This is kind of the main reason why we should not indulge in negative actions. If we can see this, then you know, it becomes extremely clear. So this is supposed to be the most important stanza in this chapter. So must deliberate, must think, and, you know, kind of properly kind of think on this, put your mind on this, study this and investigate this and try to experience this again and again. And then 61, and when this life is left behind, and with it all my kith and kin, I must set out on strange paths all alone. Why make so much of all my friends and foes? And even if you say that I do this, you know, for my friends or for my foes, to help my friends or to harm my foes, you know, it's also not very, you cannot, you should not do negative things, even to help your friends and harm your foes, because eventually it doesn't help. It doesn't help myself, and it doesn't help others. Because everything passes. Because when my life is gone, then there's all the kith and kin gone, all the enemies gone also. And so therefore, I go alone. I come in this world alone, and I go this from this world also alone. But whatever actions I have made, whether it's for myself, whether it's for my foes or enemies, whether my friends, they remain. And if I do negative things for my friends, it doesn't help them either. And moreover, even more important, if I harm my enemies, why harm them anyway? After I die, there's no foe, there's no enemy. It doesn't help to harm my enemies, because they are also as fleeting. And anyway, there's no permanent enemy. The worst enemy can sometimes become your best friend. Not only in the next life, it can be in the next life also, but even in this life. So there's no permanence. 62. How instead can I make sure to rid myself of evil, only cause of sorrow? This should be my one concern, my only thought, both night and day. So therefore, I should not be concerned about anything else. I should only be concerned of, you know, how do I transform myself? How do I get rid of my negative actions, negative karma? The things that will bring, and you know, harmful consequences for myself and others. Because that is the only thing that matters. So therefore, the most important thing for me should be to think about this. What is it that I can bring the total purification of all negative actions and cultivate my positive side so that I become positive. I become wise and compassionate. So therefore, I am, you know, liberated. And that is the best for me, and that is the best for others also. The wrong that I've done through ignorance, stupidity, all actions evil by their nature, and transgressions of the precepts. Then, therefore, in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I must promise this, that all the negative things, wrong things that I should not have done, but I have done, because of my ignorance, because of my stupidity, because I was under the power and influence of my negative emotions, because I didn't know that negative emotions actually have no good result, and if I indulge in something that gives me some kind of a satisfaction or pleasure at that one moment, it's completely gone next moment, but the consequence remains. So therefore, the natural negative things as well as transgression of precepts. You know, there are two negative things. One negative thing is that natural negative. That is like you kill, you cheat, you know, you steal, you tell lies. You know, all this is natural law. So whoever does, anybody does it, it's negative, it's harmful. And then there are some which that I take a precept, and only because of I took the precepts, and there are things that in order to remain under that precept, in order to prevent me doing something wrong, then there are kind of things that I say, I take the precept of a monk, and when I just take the precept of a monk, then it is said, if I cut a grass or a kind of a plant or something like that, then it's wrong. I should not do that. But if I didn't take that precept, it's not necessarily wrong. It's so those kind of two categories. What is wrong naturally because it's harmful, or sometimes that is not naturally wrong, but because I have taken a precept and because of that, then it's one of the branches. So any of those. Fearing all the pains to come, I join my palms and ceaselessly prostrate, and everything I will confess directly to the sight of my protectors. So I will confess, I will think about those negative things. I will, you know, say that all the negative things that I've done, I confess now, I get rid of, I let it go, I do all the positive things, so that, you know, please give me the blessings, please give me the help, please give me your positive energy, your strength and blessings, so that all my negative thing is purified. I pray you, guides and guidance of the world, to take me as I am, a sinful man. So please see me, please look at me, see me as somebody who has done something negative. Now sinful here is the translation given by this, but whether we use the word sin for negative deeds or not is a discussion which is going on within the interpreters and translators. We discussed this before. And please, you know, because the enlightened beings, wherever they are, they have the, you know, the capacity to see, capacity to bless, capacity to help. So therefore, please help me and give me the blessings so that I can totally purify them. I want to purify them. I must purify them. I would purify them. I do everything to purify them. I dedicate all my positive actions for that. So, you know, so therefore this is the way of purification. I think we discussed this before. So this is the kind of the third, what we call as the third, third power. And then the fourth power is the power that we kind of promise not to indulge in this negativity again. Try not to indulge. Try not to do the negative action again. So this is only the last two lines of this chapter. It says, and all these actions, evil as they are, I promise I will never do again. So this, I think I've discussed this before also. Because I see very clearly and directly that these negative actions only create harm and problem and suffering for myself and others. So therefore, you know, there is absolutely no intention, there's no absolutely no no kind of no desire, there's absolutely no kind of no attraction to do any of these negative deeds anymore. I see it so clearly. I see it like a bad smelling, bad looking, you know, bad tasting and giving me pain thing. You know, if there is something that I see which is, you know, which doesn't look good, which doesn't smell good, which doesn't taste good, and which doesn't give any kind of a benefit for me but only harm, then I would totally avoid that. You know, I will totally kind of not go near it anyway. So if I see these negative deeds in this way, then I must be able to say I won't do it again. So therefore, I promise I will never do it again. So therefore, the more I can clearly understand this, and then the more my purification becomes stronger. Of course, this does not mean that when I make a purification, I can become totally pure and I've done away with my own negativity and negative emotions and negative habitual tendencies. This cannot be, but at least I make, you know, one kind of, I make a try, I make intention, I start to work on that. So if I start to work on that, then I purify. And once I have no attachment to negativity, once I have no clinging to negativity, I'm totally pure. I'm totally pure. That's when I totally get rid of my karma, because when I have no clinging and I have no attachment, my karma, negative karma, doesn't work anymore. So therefore, that's the total purification. And this is then the second chapter of Bodhicaya Avatara, the purification. I would like to call it purification, although the translation of this text calls confession. Because pure hyakpa is like splitting, you know, taking it away from me, separating it from me. And that, I think, is purification. Thank you.